You can see climate now in the Senate elections as well this year in several key races.
Yeah, Bobby, we've covered a lot of these battleground states before, and I think today you have something for us on North Carolina and the Georgia special election, as we already covered the contest between David Perdue and John Ossoff.
Right. I talked with Marianne Laval, a reporter for Inside Climate News, about these two races in the South, where Democratic candidates are becoming more and more competitive. And once again, there's an increasing focus on climate change and environmental justice. I started by asking Marianne about the Republican incumbent in North Carolina, Senator Tom Tillis, and where he stands on climate change and the environment.
Well, Tom Tillis is kind of the example of a Republican who's trying to evolve his position on climate change. Mm-hmm. When he was first running for Senate 6 years ago, like all of the other Republicans he was running against, absolutely said he just doesn't buy that climate change is happening. And very early on, he was really unabashed promoter of fossil fuel development, including drilling offshore of North Carolina. Well, since then, North Carolina has been hit by five hurricanes, which all, you know, in various ways have caused a lot of damage in the state. And the coastal counties, even though a lot of them are Republican, they are not in favor of offshore drilling at all. And it was kind of easy for Tom Tillis to be in favor of offshore drilling 6 years ago when President Obama was in. It wasn't going to happen. But with President Trump, he was moving forward on offshore drilling. So fast forward to today, he kind of took credit for the Trump administration's decision just a few weeks ago to say, we're going to back off on offshore drilling for a few states, including North Carolina. And so Tom Tillis is still in line with the Republican position on energy. He votes very, very closely in line with President Trump on almost everything. And he has a very low score from the League of Conservation Voters on his environmental record. But he is talking about himself as someone who cares about climate change. He just doesn't want to hurt the economy.
Well, let's talk now about his challenger, Democrat Cal Cunningham. He served in the U.S. Army Reserve and as a North Carolina state senator, and he recently put out a campaign ad that shows North Carolina getting pummeled by hurricanes, and he links that to climate change. Let's have a listen to that ad.
Taking on climate change is going to be a priority of mine because of the impact it's having right here on North Carolina.
That is not lightning. Those are transformers blowing out.
This storm is so immense.
With the size of the storms, we can't deny it. Twice in the last 2 years, 500-year floods devastating large portions of our state.
What's really interesting about that ad is it's not that common for the candidates themselves to feature climate change in their ads, especially in a very purple state like North Carolina, where the Democrats are trying to appeal to the moderates. They're not just going after progressives. So really, to make this strong statement on climate change by Cunningham is a statement of how much traction the issue has in North Carolina. He definitely backed strong environmental legislation when he was in the North Carolina legislature. He also was a business person who worked for a consulting company that helped companies reduce their waste. So that also gives him some green credentials.
Well, let's turn now to Georgia, where there are two seats up for grabs. We covered the race between incumbent Senator David Perdue and John Ossoff a few weeks ago on the show, but there's also a special election in Georgia to permanently fill the seat of former Senator Johnny Isaacson, who had to step down last year because of illness. That seat was temporarily filled by Republican Kelly Loeffler. What can you tell us about her environmental record?
Right. Well, Kelly Loeffler has voted 100% with President Trump. She has a very, very solid record with him. She has voted against things like renewable energy. You almost hear her kind of echoing the rhetoric of the White House on many controversial issues. And I would expect her to do the same on climate.
Well, Senator Loeffler is up against some 20 challengers in this special election. Let's look at just a couple of the front runners, starting with Republican Doug Collins. Now, both are Republicans, as I said, but how do they compare and contrast on these issues, if at all?
Well, Doug Collins, again, very, very closely aligned with President Trump. He's very conservative. He doesn't talk about climate change, but you could expect him to be very much in line with the White House on climate change. That has kind of been his pitch. The really interesting person is Reverend Raphael Warnock.
He's the leading Democrat in the race, according to polls. What can you tell us about him?
Right. And the interesting thing is that he's been just slightly in the lead in that race, ahead of everyone. And he is a pastor. He has been pastor of Martin Luther King's church, the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. And he has really made environmental justice his top issue. He has worked on interfaith meetings on environmental justice even before running for Senate. He brought Al Gore in to talk to folks in his church. He has really tried to energize folks in the church to work on climate and environmental justice issues. He really tries to stress the connection between the environment and poverty.
Well, both North Carolina and Georgia are historically red states that are starting to turn blue, or at least a shade of purple. Generally, how would you say that climate change and the environment play into that shifting political orientation?
I think one of the things that you're seeing in both of these states is there is a lot of migration of young people to the states. And it's not that the young people moving in are like really radical progressives, but it's just not acceptable for these new immigrants to North Carolina and to Georgia. It's not acceptable to deny climate change. That seems like really backwards. And I think they don't want to tear down the economy, but they want to build it up. And they see a pro-climate action as the, pro-economic growth sort of approach. And I think you're seeing that in both Georgia and North Carolina.
Marianne Laval is a reporter for Inside Climate News. Marianne, thanks for taking this time with me today.
Glad to be here.